This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Right, we've got loads of people sending in their pumpkins already. This is amazing. Nathan in Bradford has done one of Simon Pegg. Now, what was happening there? Did Nathan
How
think...
How has he done that?
I'm going to do a pumpkin. What? Who can I do? I know, I'll do Simon Pegg off of Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. Maybe it just started looking like Simon Pegg and he just kind of went with it, you know what I mean?
That's yeah.
We've got our first Jesus pumpkin already. Well, it might be him. It might be the bloke off Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man.
No! And hello, Ben, who hasn't done it yet, but is going home specially tonight, early from work, and is going to make a Jodie Marsh pumpkin tomorrow, with a crooked nose and everything, and is going to send it in to us. Do it via Radio 1 Online on my pages, or text it to 81199. There's loads coming in. Chopper?
I'm just trying to... Is that the Jesus one? Oh, that's Johnny Depp. Okay.
Yeah. Rate my pumpkin. Send them in. Online.
That's
or by
good,
text.
Though, is that one?
Right, so let's see what kind of people you've met over the weekend on Flirt Divert. Starting off with quite a normal message, really. You know, we've all had one of those mornings where you wake up, head's a little bit sore, and you think, oh no, what did I do? And you take a sip from the glass next to your bed, thinking it's water and it's neat vodka. Or if you're Laura, because you can't be asked to go downstairs and your mouth's a bit dry, just take a sip from your hot water bottle.
Oh, that's revolving.
And then you remember about the girl you were talking to last night, and then, sad but true, you have to make this phone call.
Right, I'm really sorry, yeah, Cindy. I gave him my number by mistake. Can you just delete it? I just realised how much of a ming you were. Nice one, cheers.
Oh, we've all been there, haven't we? Thank God it went to answer phone.
At least he's honest.
Oh, imagine if she actually answered. Hello, yeah. Can I just say, I forgot what a ming you were, so don't ever call me again. Bye. Luckily, Cindy thought the same as him and gave him Flirt Divert, so everyone's kind of happy there, aren't they? Now, you're a big fan of Strictly Come Dancing, aren't you?
Oh, that woman is still in.
Who?
Kate Garraway. Honestly.
Is there anyone in it called Neil?
Is there anyone in it called Neil? No. Not that I can think of.
No Neils on Strictly Come Dancing?
No, I don't think so, no.
Is there anyone on X Factor called Neil? I don't think there is this year.
No.
Right. Does anyone know who this... Well, why this is on Flirt Divert, please?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Neil, please. Neil Cunningham.
Now, for some reason, Flirt Divert seems to have been given out as some kind of voting number to vote for Neil. Yeah, only for one person so far. Here's another one.
Hello? Some handsome young chap just told me to phone this number and vote Neil.
That's it.
He ain't gonna win, is he?
No. Is this person going around saying he's on X Factor or something, saying, please vote on this number? Here's this dodgy mobile number. Now, if we find out who Neil is, I do think we should actually vote for him, because he sounds good, doesn't he?
Mm.
If you know who Neil is, let me know. Just let me know why we're voting for him. I have no idea. Right, check this one out. This is good.
Hello there, it's Alan here. I'm going to dress up as a prostitute. I'm not sure why, but... For a birthday, you know, birthday, my birthday bash, aye, it's gonna be grand, it's gonna wear me kilt, but no, not ain't gonna happen, no, it's gonna be grand, I'm gonna have a great night, I'm gonna make a lot of money, and a lot of dollar, aye, and get a kebab afterwards, okay, so I'll see you later, have a great time, and I'll take care, aye.
Right, so he's gonna dress up as a prostitute at his birthday party, right, and have a kebab afterwards. Now, this is a statement you'll notice. He's not inviting the person he thinks he's ringing. He's just telling them that's what he's going to do. Like this.
I'm going to dress up as a prostitute. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
No.
And then?
I'm going to make a lot of money and get a kebab afterwards.
Good. Thanks for that. Right, next one. Check this out.
You know, that was a dirty trick, you know. I want my CD back. So just stop messing about. Bring my CD back, please. You know, thank you. Goodbye.
Sounds like it was a very special CD, doesn't it?
That can't be a real accent. That's somebody putting on an accent.
Maybe it was a special, like, seduction CD or something. Sorry, the prostitute one is still confusing me. What? Who? What's he going to dress up like? How do they dress? Is it going to be like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman? Because they all look like that, don't they?
Do they?
I thought so, yeah.
But I don't know.
Now, this isn't very nice at all. Listen to this.
Hi, I've just been to your house, and the lady there says she doesn't know you. So I didn't know whether you gave me the wrong number, so I've tried 14 and 40, and both the people there say they don't know you. So I think you may have given me the wrong address. So if you give us a bell back, we can meet up. It's not about the money, you can keep it. I don't want that back, so just give us a bell so we can meet up sometime. Cheers, bye.
Is that a bailiff?
I was wondering whether the Glasgow bloke had given him their phone number.
That's the key to Flirt the Bird. When you give him a false number, make sure you give him a false address as well.
Both the people there say they don't know you, so I think you may have given me the wrong address.
Rubbish.
It's not about the money, you can keep it. I don't want that back, so just give us a buzz so we can meet up sometime.
Yep. Take the Flirt the Bird movie next time you go out. 0770-774-914 and give it to the next minger you meet. 0770-774-914. And remember, vote Neil, everyone.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Neil, please. Neil Cunningham.
Lucy on the text says Neil Cunningham is a celebrity stylist for OK Magazine.
Right, why are we voting for him?
Maybe stylist of the year.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.